his soul for a Corvette. Thinks he'll get the girl, he'll only get the mechanic. What's missing? He's living a day he'll soon forget. That's one more time around. The sun is going down, the moon is up, but he's drunken, shouting, putting people down. He's pissing. He's living a day he'll soon forget. Counts his money every morning. The only thing that keeps him horny. Locked in a giant house that's alarming. The townsfolk, they all laugh. Sorry is the fool who trades his love for high-rise rent. Seems the more you make equals the loneliness you get. And it's clutching Benjamin's never put the money down. He's stiffening. We're all whistling. A man will soon forget.
Thank you. Now while we're, now we have the microphone and we have a platform for the last time in a long time, we happen to be home. I'm just gonna say something that really didn't affect the show at all, and mostly thanks to you for having such good energy. But we had a little frustrating period in the last 2 days dealing with the city, and even though this is a show where all the proceeds, every dollar that you spent is going to a number of different organizations in the city, a few nationally, I think it's almost $500,000 in 2 days, I'm guessing, but I think that's it. And I don't know if it's post-WTO syndrome or something, but they're really paranoid in this city these days, and really overcompensating with security. And in fact, if every one of you left right now and only the security people were here, and no offense, I'm sure some of you are nice people, but there would be 270 people in yellow shirts, which is bigger crowds than most small bands get. It's bordering on ridiculous. And I'm just gonna, I think we feel the need publicly to say that that's usually, it costs maybe $6,000 for security. Tonight, because the city was demanding this of us to have this show, they were, it's insulting because of after what we went through in Denmark, the last thing that we're gonna even open ourselves up to is some kind of unsafe situation. And for them to go overboard on us, and you want to ask, like, when will you get some respect in this town? When will music get some respect in this fucking town? Let the kids go to teen dance shows. Let them go to dance clubs. Let them have an outlet. Look at this crowd tonight. They've been well behaved. I've been to a number of other things where people are well behaved. Give youth and give them some responsibility to be able to prove themselves. They handle themselves much better than most people at Seahawks games, believe me. So the cost of tonight's, I don't know if it was just tonight or if it was over the two nights, but instead of $6,000, it was $25,000 for the extra people in yellow shirts. And that's $25,000. It's not going to go to one or a few of the groups that needed it. And I just feel like we needed to air that out so we can sleep well tonight and feel like we did a good job. And ask the city for some respect. So this song is dedicated to all those, and there's some people here who have been fighting for the to work with the teen dance ordinance and just do it responsibly. And it's just give the kids some respect. This song's called The Kids Are Alright.